Up Close with the Black Hole. Jenna joins today, and an actress pleads guilty in a cult sex slave case.
And a challenge to Facebook and YouTube.
Oh, lots of challenges, lots of bites. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Bites Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket, and they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So the black hole, have you seen the black hole yet?
It was very black.
Actually, it wasn't.
No, actually, it was really cool.
It was cool. Did you see it, Steven?
I love science fiction.
You did. I love science fiction.
And I got to say this. First of all, this is awesome. Doing my research that you send me every night.
Yes.
The night before.
I'm glad you paid attention.
I do pay attention.
Yes. Okay.
I love this definition.
Yes.
An Earthling's Guide to Black Holes.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the place of no return.
Da-da.
A region in space where the gravitational pull is so strong that not even light can escape it. This is a black hole.
Da-da-da. We needed music with that segment.
You did great. You were actually a great soundtrack. I really liked that.
We should have had some real good like Star Trek kind of music. I thought it was pretty cool.
You know what the coolest part of this story
was? It was found by a
female. From MIT, I think.
MIT, that's right. She was like, I think only 29 years old.
Correct.
But it was a whole team of 200 or so researchers. And it was quite by accident. They had some algorithm. And she's a PhD student candidate, by the way.
Very, very smart female. And more importantly, I love the fact that all 200 of these people, these scientists, kept it under wraps.
They did.
No one knew
that
it was out there until they felt like, you know what? This is what we got here, guys.
Right.
Because it came from different locations, different outposts all over the world. And, you know, they kept coming up with the same data and algorithms and all the neat stuff that I have, like, no clue about.
Well, I don't even understand the black hole. Do you understand what all means?
It's a place of no return.
Right.
big black hole in space. It's like a garbage disposal.
That's what it is.
And it with a whole bunch of gravity. Think about it.
But it's not like it's just.
You don't want to fall in the black hole.
You don't.
Man.
Is it like the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Steven, he's warming up for this one. I think he knows.
Yeah, black holes are basically gravitational masses that literally absorb
everything.
The light.
It's like a whirlpool.
So it's like that place
that has the
floating island of bottles.
It's like when you flush the toilet, Dan. Come on. It's the same thing. The water goes around and then it just disappears.
Well, you know, if you're at the bottom of the earth, it goes the other direction. It does. It does. It doesn't swirl to the right.
It swirls to the left.
I don't know. We get into toilet
talk with the black hole.
That was a fun one. Take a look at it.
If you haven't seen it,
there's now a photo of the black hole. First time that's ever been seen.
And by the way, it was on the front page of the New York Times. I thought it was. I love that kind of stuff.
Science.
I want to see.
We love
the little,
science.
I want the aliens to come in and hang out with us.
Well, they are already.
In my lifetime.
Yes. By the way, I was blinded by science. Remember that?
No.
Oh, come on.
Nope. No idea.
Okay, we'll move on.
Right over my head.
Is
that like R. Kelly again?
No, it's not R. Kelly. It was Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al
Yankovic? Blinded me with science.
Oh, well, I know who that is.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You got to check it out.
I will.
Steven, maybe you can pull it up there. And we'll
you know how unhip I am. I know. Yeah. I'm unhip. I get it.
Okay.
Yes. I get it.
Jenna Bush Hager. She is now the fourth hour of today.
And Kathy Lee. I like her.
You do?
I do like her.
You know, I still sort of. I like her. But sometimes I just – so someone who just came in with no experience, she's a talking head. Next thing you know, she's the anchor of the fourth hour of the today.
And you know what? Why
– Now, I'm not hating on her. I'm not hating.
No.
I'm just raising it, just throwing it out there.
I think she has a very pleasant appearance.
No, she's pleasant.
I think she's
and
got
I guess
a
it's
brain.
Not like journalism.
She, right.
It's Kathy Lee's slot.
Exactly right. By the way, a personality
– She is a personality.
Is the driving force in a lot of content.
Yeah. She probably has a high Q rating, so that's probably
– That's –
Not
key.
IQ, but well, she might
no,
have
Q.
a high
the
IQ.
Right. Explain what Q factor is, a Q rating
well,
is, because
it's basically a
recognizability.
Yeah, there's something else I wanted to say. It's like a, it's another word I'm looking
Name
for, but
recognition.
It's basically basic. How popular you are. It's
right.
a popularity contest, and they can gauge networks can gauge who is more likable by the audience. And so the higher your Q rating, the more likely you are to get your own show.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And so exactly. If it's low, you can be really good. But
Dan has a very high Q rating because every time I mention your name, people know who you are.
I think I have a high Chu rating. So, okay. So here's another one that was kind of interesting. And this is one we said that was a fake. I thought it was fake. But there's this actress.
I could not find anything about this other than the headline. But go ahead. Tell the story.
So, there's lots of stuff. This is a huge story. It's everywhere.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, this – you were mistyping the name or something. It's everywhere.
I clicked on the link you sent me, and I went to a headline and a video that had nothing to do – by the camera people.
Oh, it was in that sound thing. It was like just –
Yeah, but it didn't tell me anything.
Well, then you could have just Googled it.
I have to go beyond what you send me?
Sometimes,
is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes. Sometimes you have to go and do a little more homework than just clicking on the link.
I was lazy.
Okay.
Okay, I'll admit it.
There you go. So her name is Allison Mack. And she was in the show Smallville, isn't it like a Superman related kind of show?
Yeah. No, Smallville is the town that Superman grew up in.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
right.
man.
And yes, it wasn't, who else was in that show? Wasn't the guy from Dukes of Hazzard?
John Schneider?
Yeah. Was John Schneider in Smallville or not?
I don't think.
Yeah, I think maybe he was the dad.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know.
I might be wrong.
Was he Bo Duke? John Schneider? I think it was. Because
I know him, right?
Well,
I used to hang out with him in LA.
Well, the funny thing is, my pal Liz in New Orleans met him and was at a party with him and hung out with General Lee the car.
I
if you watch
well.
News Dabs every week, which I know you do.
I do. I watch it every week.
There
yes.
you go. You would have seen Liz hanging out in that group.
I knew him after, but he was close friends with a group of people we used to hang out with. I used to hang out with him at least. We weren't like best buddies or whatever. He's a little, anyway, we digress. This lady, this
good at
actress.
That, by the way.
Yes, we do. This woman, this actress, she,
by the way, bad time to be an actress. I just want to say everybody's getting indicted arrested.
You know what though? Give me the college scams over this one.
That's right.
She pleads guilty to helping to recruit women for this what seemingly is like a alleged cultish kind of thing called NXIVM, or it's NXIVM. I'm doing a lot of spelling today with these weird, odd names, but it's some sort of a group.
Sex slave.
Well, yeah, she was recruited. They were, the allegations are that these people would come and offer themselves up to be not only branded, but also,
Yikes.
Have relations with this the guy who ran this thing.
Oof.
Yeah, so and she's an actress who somehow
like
got caught up in this
show.
Yeah, so she pleaded guilty and just a sad case, because you see we look at people
man.
On television or in movies and you go, "Oh, wow, that's so cool." It's what you don't they're just like everybody else.
One
or
leg
worse.
At a time.
Or more disturbing,
right.
they're able to because of their power and wealth and so forth, they can get into some things that are pretty out
weird.
There. Right. One quick thing before you jump on yours there, Jimmy. The one about I thought this was kind of interesting. You're always talking about girl power. Here's, at the morning shows, all of the broadcast TV morning shows now being led by women. Now, this is where, if you know anything about TV history, Jeff Zucker, who's now the head of CNN, when he was in his 20s, was ruling at the Today Show for the longest time. And then after he left, a friend of mine, Don Nash, ended up running the Today Show.
Yeah.
And now it's all women. At CBS, it's a woman named Diane Miller. At ABC, it's another woman by the name of Roseanne Sherwood. At NBC, it's a woman by the name of Libby Lest or Leist. I think it's interesting that not that it says anything about anything other than the fact that it's great to see women in positions of power in positions that for over history, since the beginning of these shows, have been led by men.
And I loved your headline. Women do rule the world.
Women rule the world.
I'm just saying.
They rule the home. They rule
pretty much.
The school.
I do what
they
I
rule
told,
the world.
You know?
We say yes,
saying.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
She who
no,
must
ma'am.
Be obeyed. That's what David Faraday calls his wife.
Yes.
I love that.
If you say
she
yes,
who must be obeyed.
The happiest home is a yes home.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you say, dear.
Or when you're down south, it's yes, ma'am.
That's right. All right. I got something. Ready?
Yep. Go ahead.
Procter & Gamble is going to be challenging Facebook and YouTube. It seems that they're one of the biggest global ad spends, Procter & Gamble, all those products and all that neat stuff. But he doesn't like social media platforms, and he really thinks that digital media has made it far too easy to hijack conversations and amplify negativity, divisiveness, and even hate. So P&G and other companies want to direct dollars towards platforms that act more like publishers and broadcasters.
So what platforms would that be?
They're going to have their own. They're creating their own platform. Yeah, I think they're having their own little social platform that they're going to control. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
They could have come to me and I could have revived Heart Beings, which was a positive news platform, and they could have just given us the eyeballs and the money, and we would have taken care of that.
I think you got to get Mark Pritchard on the line, and he's Mark with a C.
Oh,
because he's Procter & Gamble's chief brand officer.
See, Mark's with C's though. I don't like that. It's like, why does Mark have to be with a C? That throws me off.
I know.
Anytime there's a Mark, I have a brother Mark who is.
With
a K. That's the only way to do it. What if my name was Dan with an E?
What? Dane. That would make it Dane.
No, but I would pronounce it Dan.
And so the E would be silent.
Yes, exactly.
Or it wouldn't have anything to do with the A. It wouldn't have anything to do with the A.
But it would be called Dan, pronounced with an E. Right, exactly. But I could just make that up, right? Why do they have to go out there and change the way Mark is?
I don't know why. Yeah. And I'm going to move on to my next bite.
Okay.
It's a real simple
and
one.
And by the way, it's not B-I-T-E, ladies and gentlemen. It's B-Y-T-E.
That's correct.
Yes, which we used to say all the time, but I
correct.
Just thought. Meant, yeah.
Walt Disney has a new streaming service.
Yeah, called?
For only Disney Plus.
Oh.
And the price is right. $6.99 a month.
And what do you get?
Stuff. You get Let's see. It's cheaper than Netflix and Amazon Prime. You get animated films. You get the Marvel Fare. You get all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, sounds boring.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say no to $6.99. Yeah. I like the fact.
It's hard to say. Wait. Let me.
That's what it says. It's hard to say no to $6.99.
Well, yeah, if it's not something you need, why would you? I'd say no to $6.99 if you don't need it. It's not hard to say no to $6.99. I don't like their logo. $6.99.
Okay.
And if you have little kids, maybe.
Don't shoot the reporter. I'm just reporting what I'm reading here. I work off a script.
It's hard to say no to $6.99.
And
be a good rap song.
And Walmart's starting a advertising business. I don't know what's going on.
Everybody, you know what's going on? That's interesting.
That's right.
Everybody's doing it.
They don't want to advertise on social media.
We're going to do it ourselves.
They want to control it.
You know why? Because they have the masses. They've created their own social media platform.
Little database.
They have the people. And it's like, why are we paying to get on somebody else's? Well, we're a big company. We can get the millions of eyeballs and do it on our own.
When I saw McDonald's TV probably 20 years ago, I looked at that and I went, Yeah. That's the future. Everybody's going to have their own little channel.
Do you think Burger King would advertise on McDonald's TV?
No.
Oh, just wondering.
Oh, they could,
or
they
Pepsi
could
advertise
and say,
on Coke
hey,
TV.
Don't eat Max. Come visit us.
Well, what a good way to end as we head out to McDonald's for lunch. Thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast. You know, we laugh all the time. We have a good time. We enjoy it. We know you did because we did. Like it, share it, keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Yes Ma'am, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.